I'm Robert Eric West, and this moment in Black history is brought to you by West Mortuary. Edward Joseph Dwight Jr. is an American sculptor, author, former test pilot, and astronaut. He is the first African American to enter the Air Force training program from which NASA selected astronauts. Edward Joseph Dwight Jr. was born on September 9, 1933, in the racially segregated Kansas City, Kansas area to Georgia Baker Dwight and Edward Joseph Dwight Sr. As a child, he was an avid reader and talented artist who was mechanically gifted and enjoyed working with his hands. An airfield was within walking distance of his house, and he often watched the planes fly back from hunting trips. Their cabins would be messy with blood and beer cans all over the floor. They'd say to me, "Hey kid, would you clean my airplane? I'll give you a dime." But Dwight asked for more than a dime. He wanted to fly. He said, "My first flight was the most exhilarating thing in the world. There were no streets, no stop signs up there. You were free as a bird." In 1951, he became the first African-American male to graduate from Bishop Ward High School, a private Catholic school in Kansas City, Kansas. He was a member of the National Honor Society and earned a scholarship to attend the Kansas City Art Institute. Dwight enrolled at Kansas City Junior College and graduated with an Associate of Arts degree in engineering in 1953. But while in college, he saw a newspaper with an image of a downed black pilot in Korea. He said, "Oh my God, they're letting black people fly?" I went straight to the recruitment office and said, "I want to fly." With that decision, he set in motion events that would very nearly lead him to becoming one of the first astronauts. In 1953, he enlisted in the Air Force. He completed his airman and cadet pre-flight training at Lackland Air Force Base near San Antonio. While training to become a test pilot, Dwight attended night classes at Arizona State University. In 1957, he graduated with honors, earning a Bachelor of Science degree in Aeronautical Engineering. In 1961, Chuck Yeager, who was running the Aerospace Research Pilot School, received a call and was told that Bobby Kennedy wanted a colored in space. "Get one in your course." And Dwight was selected shortly after that phone call. He joined Chuck Yeager's test pilot program at Edwards Air Force Base in California's Mojave Desert. But at Edwards, Dwight was discriminated against, even with the Kennedy White House backing him. After Kennedy was assassinated, Dwight's path to NASA disappeared, and he was never selected for the space program. He resigned from the Air Force in 1966, saying that racial politics had forced him out of NASA and into the regular officer's corps. After resigning from the Air Force, Dwight worked as an engineer in real estate and for IBM. He opened a barbecue restaurant in Denver. He was also a successful construction entrepreneur and occasionally built things with scrap metal. Colorado's first black lieutenant governor, George L. Brown, commissioned him to create a statue for the state capitol building in 1974. Upon completion, Dwight moved to Denver and earned a Master of Fine Arts in Sculpture from the University of Denver in 1977. Dwight owns and operates Ed Dwight Studios, based in Denver. He has created 129 memorial sculptures and over 18,000 gallery pieces, which include paintings and sculptures. On May 19, 2024, Dwight was selected for the suborbital space mission to fly on Blue Origin's New Shepard NS-25. Becoming the oldest person to fly in space at 90 years, 8 months, and 10 days, surpassing William Shatner. Join me next week on this station, on Facebook and Instagram, and now on Robert West Radio, as I continue to highlight our history as proud African Americans.